What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Listen, you need to have the Meta, aka Facebook Pixel, installed right now, even if you are not running ads. I don't even plan to run ads in the near future, and I'm going to explain why this thing is so important, what it is if you're a little fuzzy on the Pixel, this little creature, and where it needs to be, where you can find it, what its new name could be, and a little bonus info on that. And right before I do that, hi, my name is Quajo. If my voice is new to you, well, that's because I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business podcast. And in the show notes below, you can find two episodes, one telling you where Rick went and what he's doing in the world of AI. It's pretty cool. And two, where Rick interviews me and shares a little more about why he chose me as the new host. And yes, you can still expect strategies and tips and tricks for online business owners, including course creators and membership owners, including that's actually really who I'm serving now with this podcast. So you can scale up your business from low six figures to high six figures, like $900,000 in gross annual revenue. So let's jump into this Facebook Pixel. What is it exactly? It's a piece of code from Facebook that collects data. Now, here's the thing. Facebook already has tons of data. They actually collect 52,000 data points on every Facebook user. They know more about you than you know about yourself. And this goes deep, not just what are you watching and what are you liking and what are you commenting on. No, that's the basics on Instagram and Facebook data. How about when you see a video and you watch 25% of a certain video, what other videos are you watching or are you consuming 5 posts later, 10 posts later? What are the patterns that you exhibit before you exit their platforms, Facebook and Instagram? Because they don't like you to exit their platforms, you know? What kind of content do you watch that causes you to exit the platform, you know, nth number of videos later? When you scroll past a video on your screen, what percentage of, oh, that's weird. It gave me the like thumbs up because I put like a scroll hand going up, but it thought I was liking the video. So now I have a thumbs up in the recording on YouTube. Oh, there's another one. That is so weird. I need to turn that off. You can see the weird blooper if you go to the YouTube channel and watch me, my face as I'm doing and expressing myself. But what I'm saying is Facebook Meta has tons of data. They know you better than you know yourself. So you got to have the Meta Pixel, aka the Facebook Pixel, on your website now. Why? Because anybody that goes to your website that actually has a Facebook account, which is almost everybody, or Instagram account, right? Just about everyone, then Facebook understands 52,000 data points on that person. So imagine if in 1 month, 1,000 people are going to your website. Yeah, you'll want to have that data, especially because if you're running ads in the future, not currently, you need to know who's been visiting your website in the past. Facebook needs to know that because it will help them optimize your ads way better, okay? And that's just the basics. By the way, here is something that not so many people know. the Facebook, the Meta Pixel, is already integrated into your Instagram and your Facebook account. Meaning if you have an Instagram or a Facebook account, Facebook already is collecting data on everyone that comes in contact with your account and your followers and any ads that you are running from your account. So you're good there. But did you know that you can target those folks? As in, when you're running ads, you can choose an audience that's based upon the people that follow you on Facebook or Instagram. Or you can choose an audience based on people that have interacted with your Facebook and Instagram account. They might not be your followers. And so the same thing will happen if you already have the Facebook Pixel installed on your website. Now, we'll get into that in more detail in another episode, what kind of audiences you should target first and use first when you're running ads. But for now, we've covered why you need to install it. Where can you find the Pixel? And it might be going under a different name. So you need to type in business.facebook.com, and then you need to go to your ad account. And once you're inside of your ad account, then you can find a place called Events Manager. And once you're inside of Events Manager, on the left-hand side of your screen, you should see some icons. And one of those icons looks like, I call it the Triforce. It's actually a triangle that has circles at the vertices. So it's a triangle with three circles at each point. And it says data sources. And when you click on data sources, you should see your Pixel on the left-hand column underneath data sources. And it's whatever you called the Pixel. Mine says Quajo. Yours could say whatever, and it has a Pixel ID right under it. So you go there to find your Pixel. Now, you could be somewhere else when you type in business.facebook.com. That looks a lot like Business Manager, or it is Business Manager. If you're in there, you might need to go to a place called Data Sets to find your Pixel. And that's the secret name of the Pixel nowadays. Facebook is always changing, and a Pixel is called a data set. Or if you go inside of a data set, you could find a Pixel. Those two ways are how you're going to be able to find your Pixel. And then all you need to do is, based on what your website is hosted on, go and install the Pixel there. Now, this could be really easy. Websites like Thrivecart checkout software, many of my clients use it. If you're thinking about having checkout software, well, the link to Thrivecart is in the description below. And let's see, Kajabi, for example, they have a Pixel integration. It's super simple. You just go and grab your Pixel ID. That thing is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-ish numeric characters long. Just copy it from inside of Events Manager. If you've gone to your Events Manager after navigating to business.facebook.com and then getting to your Facebook ad account and then clicking on like the hamburger menu in the top left corner and arriving at Events Manager, and then on the left hand menu bar, there's four icons, and you scroll down to the second icon, at least it's the second icon now at the recording of this video, data sources, it's the triangle with three dots at each of the points of the triangle. That will bring you to a screen where if you go all the way to the right hand side, you'll see something called dataset ID, and you can just click there and it copies your Pixel to the clipboard. Take that Pixel and just put it into the integration for Kajabi, you know, at kajabi.com. Or if you use Thrivecart, you can drop that Pixel in there too. Some places, like maybe you host your website on Showit. Maybe you host it on WordPress, which I believe WordPress is, Showit uses WordPress. You'll have to correct me there. I'm not a specialist in that area. I'm a specialist in Facebook ads, but some of my clients use Showit and my team installs the Pixel for them. You might need to install the Pixel yourself. So where do you get the actual Pixel code if you need to install that manually on your website? You come to this screen that I've described already. And see this graph right here? Well, that says that I have the Pixel already installed. And so right below this graph, click on Add Events. At least this is what it looks like right now. And if you can't see me because you're still just listening to the podcast, click in the description below and head over to the YouTube channel right away because you're going to want to see this. Scroll down to Add New Integration. And then the third option, Meta Pixel, is what you want to tick before clicking the blue button, which says set up. And then the first option, there's like radio buttons. The first option is manually add code to your website. You click get started and it brings you straight to a screen that says set up a new pixel. And there's a blue button that says open event setup tool. No, don't do this. On the left-hand side where you can see create pixel, it's grayed out, and install base code, what you want to do is click install base code, and then to the right of that, you'll see install base code, one with a circle around it, copy base code. Copy that code because your metapixel is inside, and then go to the place where you can integrate the or install the pixel manually. So if you use lead pages, which I love lead pages, I'm not affiliated with them. I just like clients that use lead pages because it's so simple and straightforward as a landing page builder. If you use lead pages, currently at the time of this video's recording, you do need to take the code and go into your lead pages account, into your actual opt-in page and the thank you page, by the way, and install the meta pixel code there. Here's the concept. When somebody visits your page, then the code actually quote unquote fires, as in somebody visits your page and then Facebook says, ah, somebody visits the page. Let's send the info about them, 52,000 data points, if they have a Facebook ad account or if they have a Facebook account or Instagram account, and we will know about the people who are visiting your page. So that's how it works. And here's the bonus. You ready? Use the pixel to help you build your audiences. Now, what audiences should you use? I'm going to give you a rough order of audiences that you can use in your Facebook ads right now. We're going to go in order of value of what I call the core audience or the custom audience. Meaning, if you have, let's say, 100, 150 people that have purchased from you, then that is the audience that is most valuable to you, right? So take that segment of your email list and then export that segment and then upload it to Facebook. And then Facebook will say, hey, I can give you what's called a lookalike audience. So Facebook gives you a lookalike audience because it has 52,000 data points on people on your email list. Well, if you upload the email list to Facebook, and this had better be your own email list that you have rights to, don't go take somebody else's email list and upload it to your account. That's violation of Facebook policy. So upload your own email list and then ask Facebook to match people on your email list to Facebook ad account or to Facebook accounts. And then Facebook says, great, we got tons of data now. We're going to give you 1 million more people, 2 million more people that have the same or similar characteristics to the list you gave me. So that's the first valuable audience. If you have an email list now, a general email list, maybe you don't have a big list of people who purchased from you, but you have an email list that's like 600 to 800 people, grab that email list, upload it to Facebook, build a lookalike audience. Now, what if you have a strong blogging game and people just spend time on your blog and they are opting in organically to your free lead magnets on your blog? Wonderful. Go ahead. And because you had the Facebook pixel installed, right? Because you're listening to this episode, go ahead and create a lookalike audience based off of your website visitors. What if you have like 100,000 people following you on Instagram? Well, then build a lookalike audience based off of your Instagram followers. And that is it for the episode. Until the next time you see from me or hear from me, be blessed. And we'll chat soon.